Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Scarlett.
And I'm Mim.
And we are Style Over Substance, the podcast.
Yeah. So this week we're talking about like quiet luxury. You know, it's a trend and an aesthetic that has been brewing for some time. And we see it all over social media, in everyday life as well. And it's become a real thing. It's like quiet luxury, clean girl aesthetic. UK girl aesthetic, I've seen it being called sometimes. And we wanted to talk about what it is as, what is it? Why is it? Influencers we've seen kind of pivot their look. And what the reasons for that are. Off the top, like, what to you is a muted or a pared down luxury aesthetic?
So I feel like what I've seen kind of on Instagram, influencer, but also like, I guess even influencers who didn't used to dress this way is adopting just like, maybe it's like post-pandemic, we kind of want to pare ourselves down, like who knows, but it's the trend of kind of like capsule wardrobe, lots of like neutral tones, like color, print, is like, okay, like a totally kind of like generic outfit would be like a white t-shirt, black or like maybe like bleached blue, like straight jeans, and then like an oversized blazer, and then like loafers or some like nice trainers, like super simple, like not rocket science, any of those items of clothing, but the way it's being accessorized is like it's intentional. So it's an intentional pared down outfit.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, I'm quickly a mum doing the school run, or like, oh my God, I'm in my tracksuit and I don't want to be seen in that, so I'm throwing on some clothes to go to the shops. It's intentional. You've either got like a slicked back bun and that's intentional.
Yeah.
Or you've got like your coiffed curls and hair, that on point, no makeup, makeup look, or like just looking like flawless.
Yeah.
And it's really intentional pared back. That's kind of how I'd describe it.
Yeah, same. I agree with you 100% on that. I think we have, like, if, when we take like the past 5 years, we've come from maximalism.
Yeah.
And
logo mania,
then we had like the very, we had the Kanye era of like neutrals,
which, you know what, let's not attribute much to Kanye.
No, but like if I say Kanye, you know what I mean.
But he also like is probably, that idea has kind of been grounded and like he's not the first to do an all one color, a monotone look.
No.
But he made that cool again for a while. And he also brought like that athleisure look into the forefront. He's not the only person, so let's not give him too much credit.
But that's the thing. Now what we see is neutral colours. They're not necessarily, it's not a monogram look.
No.
It's neutral. So we're greys, whites, blacks, blues, things like that. But it's not athleisure.
No, no, no.
It's like a tailored trouser.
Yeah.
It's a tailored t-shirt. It's a blazer. It's a tweed. It's a houndtooth, maybe. Yeah. It's not, I don't want to say back to the office because no one dresses like this really, but it's like a office attire.
It could be. And also like a girl that I follow who very much follows this aesthetic.
Yeah.
Is like, oh, like how to wear it for the office, how to wear it not.
Oh, and like, I see.
Arguably, unless you're allowed jeans in your office, which like I'm not.
Yeah.
They're kind of very much like interchangeable with her.
Yeah.
But I would also add, like, even when in this aesthetic you want your like off-duty look, it's not a tracksuit. People are wearing like the cashmere tracksuit. They're getting like the cashmere trousers or cashmere set from Arquette. They're going like proper luxury. Even like H&M had like a cashmere range really recently that sold out really fast because all these influencers were promoting it.
I mean, I love that sort of thing.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't get my hands on it though.
Yeah.
But it's not like our typical, like, whatever this fabric is for a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
It is knitted cords. It is like much more of like a... rather than...
I don't know what that meant, but yeah.
Like, I don't know, luxury. It's much more like...
Yeah. Yeah. I get what you mean. I get what you mean. I think maybe... I don't know. I think there's lots of reasons as to why we see it. I think that one that we'll touch on later is like the idea of sustainability.
For sure.
The argument kind of goes hand in hand with luxury fashion or has been presented to us in that way. But then I think also, you know, Lydia Millen, Victoria from In the Fro, we've mentioned before, and some really big name UK influencers, we've essentially grown up with them.
Yeah.
They're of similar ages. And we've all come to the stage where we try to think about like cost per wear.
Mm-hmm.
So marketing to us through the lens of you're going to get a lot of wear from these basics, from a pared down look, that's really going to resonate with someone of our demographic. It's like, I need something that I genuinely can wear to the office, but I can also wear on the weekend, you know? And that sort of marketing, because let's face it, these influencers are trying to sell us things, that is more seemingly attainable to us.
Mm.
You know, it makes more sense. Like, I'm going to get my cost per wear down and I want to be able to wash this and feel like it's good quality, you know? So I think that's another reason why this quiet, pared down luxury thing has come about. But then, like, a massive one for me is the idea of, you know, when we look in the past couple years where we have this massive, like, economic disparity, we have, like, billionaires, multimillionaires who make a fortune. But on the end of its spectrum, even within our own country, it's, like, a lot of poverty as well. We've got, like, the energy crisis. We've got inflation, wages aren't increasing, all that sort of thing, like very real problems and times that we're living through. We seem to have this, like, I don't want to say we because not me, not us, but there's a lot of people out there who have this, who fetishize like billionaires, and they think that by proxy, through wearing what they believe billionaires emulating them, that they too will become really wealthy. And there's this idea of, like, you know, like, if you are serious about your business, if you are the Steve Jobs, if you are the Mark Zuckerberg, you just wear New Balances, you just wear jeans, you don't spend money on something that A is not going to get you a lot of wear, or B is tacky and has a lot of print and brightly colored. You're about your business. You're serious. You're a serious individual. And so you're going to go for something that's like more pared down, when really we've had an episode about
Steve
this.
Jobs.
And Steve Jobs, you know, although he had like a uniform of the black polo neck and his like his jeans, Levi's. They were Levi's and they were Isiniaki Roll Knocks. Yeah, that's expensive. Like, people
that's
believe
super expensive. They all probably thought he like went to the Gap, as they say in the States.
Yeah, the Gap.
Like, but that he dressed like a fuddy duddy dad.
Yeah,
but it wasn't that.
No, he was,
it was
spending his money.
Intentional, quiet luxury.
Definitely, and he.
Yeah,
I think the quiet luxury thing, or the belief that you can...
It's like a quiet flex almost, you know?
Yes.
Where it could be like, again, I could wear Zara jeans, but I can also go and wear like a white t-shirt that I bought on Net-a-Porter, and I could be wearing my Levi's. And that's much more of a quiet flex than an outfit that could have all been bought from Zara or ASOS. I mean, ASOS has like luxury brands, but ASOS own brand. And I think it's people trying to also, with the cost of living, I wonder if like we are trying to integrate more basics that are attainable to everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we've got our big UK influencers like Lydia Millen, like in the Throw Victoria, and they're buying a dress from Zimmerman or from Airdem, but all those dresses are really like reliable and print, like they've got some really cool silhouettes, like this, the work in them are fantastic.
Yeah.
But if they're buying a lovely cashmere jumper from Victoria Beckham and her latest like pleated trousers, we can copy that.
Yes.
If it's pared down, we can copy that.
Yeah.
But a thought I also had is we talked quite a lot in like our really old episodes about COVID and fashion out of COVID.
Yeah.
And I wonder if this emergence of like somewhat smart is kind of us refinding ourselves out of like our like dressed down pandemic.
Maybe.
You know?
I think there's a whole generation. But in
taking back the power of the silhouette, like it's not bodycon, it's not the silhouette. It is like tailored trousers. It is like, because still I struggle sometimes to wear a bra all day. Like an under, like an underwired bra.
I'm wearing a sports bra.
Yeah,
yeah.
Same. Like,
I think that's a really interesting point. I think, I mean, I slate you on your skinny jeans, but she needs to let them go, guys.
Petition to let go of the skinny jeans.
But yeah, it's really interesting, your point, actually. Like, pandemic. We were in trackies all day, every day. I loved it. I'm not leaving that era, if I'm honest.
If I'm in my house, it's elasticated.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, I've come to your house in leggings. So, like, we were talking about how we would come out of COVID and we were like, bam, we want glitter, we want sequins, we want fashion, you know. Obviously that is not attainable for every day. It's just, you know, we don't live like that sort of thing. I think there's a whole generation of maybe like Gen Z who are coming into like into the workplace.
Yeah.
They've never known formal or the expectation of formal, really.
Or developed that wardrobe, right? We're only in the office now 2-3 days a week.
Yes.
So you like, maybe it's also that subconscious. We're playing dress up in and out. And maybe we're also trying to make those 2 days of office clothes count.
It's a moment.
Later, like for our other days in the week, you know? And like the irony also isn't lost on me that the people doing that and setting the trends or showing us the trends don't step foot in an office. But maybe they want their little office moment.
The amount of like TikTok and like Instagram reels that I've seen is like, this look for Monday at the office, Tuesday at the office, Wednesday at home.
It's like, you work from your bedroom in a dressing gown.
Going to see friends on Saturday, lazy day at home on a Sunday. Don't get me wrong, I like those videos, but I'm like, what do you know about being in the office?
Very true.
Yeah, I think that is a good point. You have people who are in their early to mid-20s who haven't really had to dress smart.
Yeah.
Popular culture has dictated a very casual wardrobe as well. And I think this idea of wanting to look expensive, manifesting wealth, and also wanting to be like, wear something that is not seen as the norm being really casual, norm being trainers. I want to be different and differentiate myself. I'm going to wear loafers. I'm going to wear tailored trousers. I'm going to do that. That sets me apart from everyone. And I think that's what we're seeing. But really, when we talk about pared down luxury, a point you've made to me in the past is like, it's cosplaying as attainable. But really, is it attainable? Because it's still incredibly expensive. And the reason why you look so good is not because it's a great fitting t-shirt and whatnot. It's because it's designer. And it's like, how many shops did you have to go to or websites did you visit to find the perfect? Ordered it, was delivered, wasn't right, sent it back. Reordered something else, it was delivered, wasn't right, sent it back. When really, if you're an everyday normal person, that is not attainable. It's an expensive way to buy. And people who are just like living and surviving, you know, you just wear prints, you wear any colors together, as long as it fits and it's clean, it's good, you know.
Yeah. That's such a good point on the searching for that perfect fit. Because I find myself, even if I see someone and they're wearing a white t-shirt with jeans, and I'm like, oh, that looks so nice. And I'm like, where is that from? And like, also, I'm happy to spend a bit more on a white t-shirt if I know I'm going to wear it loads of times. But it's not about that. I almost need to know what size they ordered. What is like their regular size they take? What's their bust size? Like, you want to know it because you're like, well, I want it to fit, because you want that almost like oversized, but not too oversized. Yeah. Like, not too tight so it's pulling on your boobs. Like, there's like that perfect point.
Yeah.
But you don't get obviously all that information. And when you're, and also then the website you're going on, like an Arquette or whatever, and you're like, they've got like four different fits of t-shirt and you haven't told me which one it is. You just told me it's from there.
Yeah.
And so like, I'm not going to order all four of them to find out what the fit is. And then in different sizes and blah, blah, blah. And so then you just end up going to the old faithful of H&M or something just to buy yourself a white t-shirt. And you just hope it kind of looks as nice. But obviously, like, a thicker white t-shirt is always going to look nicer. All of that. Like,
yeah.
It's a really tricky one when it comes to all of that. And also the accessories they pair with it elevates it so much. And actually, I feel like we need to do an episode on accessories. Like, I mean, because accessories, I think, are the things to spend money on.
Yeah, definitely.
You can wear something from God knows where, but if your accessories are considered, and let's be honest, cheap accessories look cheap.
Yeah, I think
like,
so. Yeah.
You can tell the difference between a nice handbag, a nice belt especially, and shoes. I think that is what really sets this like look apart.
Yeah, definitely. And like, in a cynical view as well, when we're looking at influencers, they are trying to sell us stuff. You can have a capsule wardrobe, but there's only so much you need in a capsule wardrobe.
Yeah,
the clue is in the name. It's like, you know, two different blazers, 3-4 iterations of jeans maybe, and that's being generous.
Yeah,
a couple pairs of trousers, a blouse, t-shirts and trainers, and yeah, like, really, you're really paring down
Brian
whole...
listen to our Brian Sakawa episode for a good capsule wardrobe.
So on top of that, what are you selling to your audience?
Yeah,
you know, you are selling the accessories, you're selling the premium Chanel bags, the Diorama, you know, cute little evening bags to go with your you know, your sleek black look. You are, you know, what people have gone crazy for, I believe the Bottega Veneta, like, silver and gold, like, droplet, like, quite chunky silver earrings. You are selling, you are still having to sell something to your audience.
Yeah.
And
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If it's not that basic capsule wardrobe, because, you know, capsule wardrobes are, you know, chic and elevated and all that, it's everything that, you know, around it as well.
Yeah.
But with, I think, with, like, Lydia Millen in particular, It's the idea of through conscious buying, you can like move up socially. Like, so, she's come into fire big recently, money. And yeah. because she, you know, she's very wealthy, and she's almost like English gentry. That's yeah. like the aesthetic she yeah. gives us now.
But yeah. I think that's the thing, right? It is. It's following that old money vibe, and it's following quite like high brand designers. We're talking Hermes, so like the likes of a Lydia Millen. I think she did quite a big wardrobe clear out of a lot of her accessories, because okay. I'm someone who follows her, and like she only ever reaches for her Hermes bags. So why on earth does she own X dozen bags from Chanel, Prada, Valentino, like you name it? Why has she got any of those bags when every single outfit goes with her
mini Kelly,
her Birkin, yeah. and she's got them in black and tan, so she's like got it covered.
Yeah,
and so like, and again, it was like that recognition, and so then that's like an arguable, you know, pared down capsule wardrobe of your designer handbags somewhat as well.
And it's not like she's, you know, she's decided, I need a clear out. Let me sell them. See how much, you know, how much
Bob this goes often for. Influencers sell them and donate to charity and stuff like that. In the Froda does that. Victoria does that.
Does she? Well, because say it with me, for free.
I don't think that girl spends a lot of money on.
She does spend a lot of money, but she also gets invited to a lot of shows.
But she is very charitable. But I've also noticed that, like, I would say she's still quite a fashion girl. Like, I still think she shows
definitely,
up,
yeah.
And she's probably not following the quiet luxury as much. But it is also a trend right now.
Yeah.
And it is like, it's a co-ord, it is a suit, like you're saying, like we're kind of we're dressing up. It's a lot of suits for women. We're not going in a bodycon dress. We're not going in all these, like, and dresses really aren't like the vibe. I know we've been in winter, but even last, like, end of summer, it was still very much like this trouser. And then you just would balance your blazer on your shoulders, you know, was. And then you're wearing slingback loafers from Gucci, not the closed back ones.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's interesting. Like, I think it's important for us to take a step back and like appreciate that a lot of this stuff people genuinely just wear normally. Yeah. And somehow it's become an aesthetic, a thing, a mood board.
A really simple outfit.
When you're like, girl, it's like, we're all...
And that's not a diss either, right?
No, it's not.
It's like... But we're also shouldn't be like revolutionizing.
It's just these what looks. It is. Yeah, I saw a TikTok and it was this. she was fairly young, but the sentiment on this TikTok was like, "I don't dress like all you other, you know, all you other girlies. I wear shirts. I wear. I have a sleek hairstyle. You know, I'm more polished than you guys, you know? And it was like, everyone in the comments was like, this is what every over 25...
This is what every bitch on Instagram is wearing right now.
Like, yeah, if you have a real job and you're, you know, over the age also, of...
Like, what is literally the fundamentals of man in the workplace? A shirt and trousers.
Yeah.
What can women also wear in the workplace? Shirt and trousers. We don't have to just wear skirts, like pencil skirts and whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's like what everyone's wearing, and it's not revolutionary.
New. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think a lot of the brands that we see that are advertised, of course, Hermès, of course. And then you've got like, if it's a Chanel, it's like a simple one.
Yeah.
But yeah, what other brands and like items are you seeing? Because recently my mum's like on the hunt for a bag, and she was particularly looking at YSL, and you know, they've got their selection online is sleek. Not everything has a logo. It's quite, because you know, they have this like 70s revival, but like yeah. 70s or like disco 80s revival.
I feel like the Saint Laurent, you know, how like
yes,
that is more pared down. Yeah. To me, that is, there's not a gold or silver YSL on the bag. It is a gold embossing.
Yeah.
And it is more subtle. It is like, it is more part of, I guess, this like aesthetic. It's more corporate world. It's more like simple, clean, classic. But also, that's not to say, like, a lot of even logo bags are simple, you know?
I think just
because you put something gold on it, like,
I think logos are neutral, yeah.
Yeah, they are. They absolutely are. But, like, because of logo mania, and, like, I have a real aversion almost to logos, like, I don't know why.
Oh.
I think it's because someone once, my old boss once told me that her dad was like, why would you walk around promoting somebody else?
Oh.
And, like, I don't see it that way for sure. But I think it's more, I think I've seen, like, when we grew up, Chanel was chavvy for a while, right? If people had this, like, diamante Chanel, like, or earrings.
The double C earrings. Yeah.
They were, like, that was not, like, a good
That
look.
Was everywhere. It was everywhere.
Mm. Maybe this was also part of, like, the faux Burberry culture and stuff like that. But you see things go through trends, and I think I have, like, a fear of, like, if I'm going to pay a lot of money for, like, a Gucci belt, and at some point I'm like, like, and not even for the judgment, but, like, is it timeless? Is it classic? Is this, like, I don't know. I think it can kind of weather.
I think it really comes back to the idea of, if you don't have a lot of money to spend, you don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, I think it is that. And I think that also might be part of this whole quiet luxury. And the fact that we're saying, like, it's a capsule wardrobe, and, like, we're being more, like, sustainable and all of that stuff. It's like, if you buy something that's logo-less, not got, like, some big emblazoned logo on it, and it's got subtle detailing that you have to be in the know, which is also, like, a nuanced money thing, right? And a nuanced luxury of, like, I see that Hermes.
Yeah.
And all it is the hardware and a lock that tells you that it's Hermes. Like, I think things like that help with this kind of quiet luxury, but also that you're, like, you're putting your money in something where, like, it's not going to be, like, imagine Balenciaga, right?
Yeah.
Balenciaga's just gone, like, absolutely to the cleaners.
Yeah.
And imagine you bought into loads of stuff. Like, because at one point, it was really fucking cool to have, like, a Balenciaga emblazoned, like, knitted jumper, like, sunglasses, like, the bags, whatever. And to be honest, still, like, I think there are certain stuff that's, like, timeless with them.
Mm.
But
if you own that now,
all the logo stuff, which was incredibly cool, could be now, like,
it's too obvious. Yeah, I don't really want to draw too much attention.
And am I
going to
be judged for that? Or does that portray me because I don't care about, like, what the controversy was? Which is, like, it's just a bag. It's just a jumper. Like, it's not political, but it feels like it can be. So if it comes out tomorrow that the owner of Gucci has, like, done something untowards to, like, ward, like, women,
you're
going to feel a bit more like,
oh, I can't wear that now because it's too obvious.
I just spent £3,000 on this bag.
Yeah. It feels, I think, for some people too risky to have someone else's name on your stuff. Yeah. It's like, can I now go on and wear it? I think the answer is yes, you've already paid for it.
But of course, I
can understand how people are like, it's not that I'm not going to buy into the brand. I'm going to buy something that's not so obvious now.
Yeah.
I think you're right. But then, you know what? I think in every area of life, like, I watch a lot of, like, interior design videos.
Yes, you do.
And I think in all, we see this neutralization of everything. Everything is so bland. Everything, like, home interiors.
Not so much now, but,
like, general population. Everyone is going for neutral, bland, boring. They're very scared to plaster their house with anything that is
maybe it's because we've got, like, homeowners that have been through, like, taking wallpaper off.
I think maybe it's, like, rental markets and things like that.
I think you're right, people can't own as easily. We're also a real wave of, like, new build. new build, which is a clean aesthetic that is like all white, all like gray.
Everyone's like neutral. Rendering their house and putting like black window frames.
Yeah. And I think it's like the aesthetic and stuff like that right now. But it is all really neutral. Like we've gone through like this real tonal.
Have you seen those like videos of not even like pick any influencer who's had a baby in the past 3 years? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I follow a few who like Army Song from Song of Style, some others name forgets
their nursery or the way they dress them.
The way they dress their kids is like really neutral. Baby grows are neutral. The nursery is like, it's not a bright pink, it's like a blush pink. They're not the gender reveal, but the baby shower or the first birthday of the like, kid is like, it's like muted tones. Everything comes with this, I don't know if I want to say a safe aesthetic. I think this clean girl aesthetic is not in isolation.
No, it's not.
It's part of something bigger.
Yeah. You know what I wonder if it is? Is it's like this safety of like we're the generation where our photos really age.
That is such a good point, Scarlett. Look at you.
But we, like our photos really age. I remember, I don't know where I heard this, who told me it, but a really good wedding dress, you can't tell what year you got married.
Yeah, that's the idea, but that's very difficult. But
obviously, like how many, like the age that we're at, how many parents' houses have I been to where like all the women have worn like the 80s puff sleeve dress or something? Yeah,
like curly perm and puff sleeves. And,
yeah. But I wonder like, are like prom pictures, our school photos, any like old photos we have age us so terribly, but also like the aesthetic and all of that is so off compared to like what young people are like now.
There's so much judgment.
But like even still there are like things in my wardrobe where I'm like, I don't want to wear that now. And so now I almost am naturally, and you know me, I'm not super trend driven or anything like that, but I'm leaning towards like wearing a lot of black and not wearing as much print and wearing stuff where like I'm not like, what was I thinking? Mm. And I wonder if that is just infiltrating all of us of like, I want these things to stand the test of time. Like even with makeup, I love playing with makeup. But there are times where I look where I've like experimented with blue eyeshadow and I'm like, babe, take that eyeshadow off.
But I think for me, I agree with you. I think that our pictures age, we live our lives online. But I think that when you take influencers, they're all like the biggest ones for the most part. They're all in their 30s. Yeah. We were the generation who started in our teen years, mid-teens, and we grew up as social media developed. Okay. So we were all in a similar age range.
And they've got some horrors online.
Yeah. But at this age, I can say that I wear more neutral things than I did before.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's solely an age issue.
Yeah, I do.
And when, because you have these biggest influencers who are also kind of at the same stage in life as us, then everyone else is seeing these big influencers and imitating them. And so you get this like playing it safe aesthetic. I think once these big influencers get to the age of like 50, 60, because you know you get those fab ladies of that age.
Can't wait to be a fab grand.
Yeah, the...
With a purple rinse, I'm going to wear leopard print. I'm going to be bold. Like I'm going to have, oh my God.
Then we're going to see, I know this is like in 20, 30 years time.
30.
But as that like upper tier of influencers age, we're going to see a whole new like different
resurgence
of something. But then also like, fashion comes in waves, isn't it?
It does. And like, I wonder if this is just a wave and it is just a trend. I feel like it's not because it's nothing new and it feels like it's not revolutionary enough to even be a trend. But obviously it is. But it's all stuff that like, if this trend you buy into, it's the safest one, right? Mm. So if we're being safe with our money, which we need to be in a cost of living crisis where butter is being kept under lock and key, Yeah. Like, you're going to buy the safe stuff. Like, okay, those Gucci loafers, been in fashion for 5 years now, feels quite safe to buy into.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a nice black blazer because that's still a thing, you know. I'm going to buy those Levi 501s because mum jeans look like they're here to stay.
Yes.
So I think it kind of feels like a conscious, if you're going to spend your money on more luxury items, these are the safe things to do it on. And even if fashion comes back around, hey, we can now incorporate these items into like print, all of that stuff. Like, they can be repurposed.
Yeah. I think I do appreciate seeing people who have bolder style, but then it's like, same. Do me a favor, love, let's not pretend like this really basic look that like 95% of the world's population wear is an aesthetic.
Yeah,
that you're really doing something here.
Because you're so right.
And no offense, you might look fab, you might look sleek, gorgeous in it, but it's not an aesthetic. Yeah.
It also helps that you're beautiful, you've done your hair. Like, it's the whole look in a whole, whereas I think you're true. Like, you're right, where there are people who wear crazy colors, prints, and when they wear that together, and like, that's not me, but I follow people like that because I'm just like in awe of the fact that they somehow have made what could be the ugliest outfit somehow look really chic.
Yeah.
And that is more of an aesthetic.
That is more of an aesthetic than yeah.
Oh, bravo. You paired a white shirt with some smart trousers and loafers, and yeah, you look smart and you look chic.
Yeah.
And you've got a Chanel crossbody and you're in Paris. Yeah, you look really nice. And a red lipstick shirt. Yeah.
I mean, sure. Revolutionary.
Yeah.
Flowers for spring. that's our episode. But let us know what you think. What are your most loathed aesthetics of the moment? What can you not escape from? What do you see everywhere? Is it the clean girl, pared down luxury, you know, sleek modern day thing? Or is it something else that you're being fed? You can follow us on TikTok, on Instagram, watch us on YouTube or on podcast players, and you can email us if you have any suggestions that you want us to incorporate here. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.